Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When you talk about 7-7, 7-on-7-7 football, especially in South Florida, you cannot start any conversation without mentioning the South Florida Express. They have been around since it started. Brett Getz has done an awesome job assembling a lot of people, surrounding himself with a lot of great people, from coaches to administrators to different level people, just people you could trust along the way, because this thing is, in many ways, has gotten out of hand nationally. I mean, I think when we started this thing, there maybe was a handful of programs in the state of Florida. Now there's maybe 30 or 35 just in the South Florida area, but the one thing about South Florida Express is they do it right. They go year-round. They have a lot of NFL players who have played in this environment before, so they have quite a calling card, and Brett Getz is kind enough to join us here on National Championship Monday. Brett, thanks so much for taking the time.
Well, thank you for having me on. It's always an honor to be a part of this show, and to be on and talking to you, Larry.
Well, thanks, Brett. And certainly when we go back, and it's been a while since you guys started this, and I remember the practices with the Teddy Bridgewater and Geno and Duke Johnson and Sony Michel and everybody who's come through South Florida Express. Ryan Shazier, obviously an integral part of the development early on. When you look back at it, I mean, it's been quite a ride, and something that you probably could never envision, that 7-on-7 has gotten to the point where it's at now.
No, I it's kind of started it. Somebody asked if I wanted to do a team, and they said, I said, well, what kind of team do you want? And they said, most of it's going to be a tournament in Tampa in a couple months, and probably be a lot of high school kids, high school teams. And I said, look, I'd like to do an all-star team with the best players in South Florida. And I kind of went with that. And they said, no problem. I went with that. And like you said, we had our first, first person I called, you got to get the quarterback in 7-on-7. So I called Geno Smith, and he was our first quarterback with Brandon Daugherty, who ended up being the Dolphins' seventh round draft pick 2 years ago. So those two are our quarterbacks, and they were surrounded by amazing talent on offense, like Stedman Bailey, and got so many great players on that team. And defensively, they were great players on that team. So it was a lot of fun, and it continues to be a lot of fun.
And it's evolved, obviously. You kind of figure any good idea is going to kind of spark interest, and it's happened not only nationwide but locally. I mean, it's gotten crazy locally. I mean, where you have a lot of the programs that and you knew what was going to happen. There's so much talent here in South Florida. A couple of weeks ago on our South Florida High School Sports.com website, I wrote a story about a blog about how many kids started the year in the NFL on teams from just Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, and it was 117 yep. players that were on rosters. Wow. And you think about it, I mean, even at your tryouts or the Fire tryout or any of these teams, I mean, there's going to be kids that are cut loose because of the fact that the numbers, they get caught in a numbers game where they're, if they're not as good as somebody, they're not that bad. I mean, they could go to another team and certainly leave a mark, and that's what's happened. So you have all these programs that have kind of morphed just off of everybody's quote-unquote cast-offs, and you see it every year where, a kid that you say, when you and your coaches get together and you have to get down the numbers because, you don't want a bunch of disgruntled kids. You could carry 900 kids if you want, but the kids get upset if they don't at least get in there and play. So they go somewhere else, yeah. And they do their thing, but that's to be expected. I mean, that's this area. That's what this area dictates.
Yeah.
Talk about that, because you see, I mean, you've been to enough national tournaments now, whether it be in California or Vegas or wherever you guys have been, and you see a lot of our local programs that do very well with guys that probably tried out for your team.
Yeah, no doubt. Listen, competition is the best coaching, right? So you put a bunch of kids out there to compete, and the kids are going to get better. And, you know, listen, we did start this whole thing probably, I guess, nationally, and then everybody kind of caught on. And, listen, without the other teams, we wouldn't be able to have – we wouldn't be able to compete. Although, you know, our practices were amazing, you know, still are, you know, the best against the best. But, you know, when you listen, there's so many good players down here, so many skilled guys. I mean, so many guys that – didn't even play 7-on-7. You know, you have like Hollywood Brown from Oklahoma last year playing, you know, in the NFL right now. He didn't play 7-on-7. People don't know who he was. And it just goes to show there's so many guys down here. So there's really – and 7-on-7 is really a whole – you know, it's football, but it's a whole different sport. And it's you know, listen, there's no room for error. And you got to go out and you got to – You got to make a couple plays on defense, and you got to score every time. So, you know, sometimes on paper we might have the best team, but we don't always win because you know, it's a 20-minute game. It's a game of momentum, and you know, you got guys out there competing at the you know, you got guys like you, Larry, and people from 24/7 and Rivals and people from the All-America games out there. So these kids are, you know, they're out there competing at the highest level to make a name for themselves. Yeah. So it's yeah, watching, you know, how this evolve has been really amazing. And I think it's great that all these other teams exist. You know, again, we can't – I only could hold, you know, have a few teams. We have two varsity teams and a 15U. And now I see there's a 7U, an 8U, a 9U. I see it all over the place now. And it's unbelievable. But, you know, good for them. But, you know, yeah, I'll tell you something. Yesterday I was watching one of these pregame NFL shows where Sean Payton from the Saints was on, and they were asking him, you know, why the quarterbacks are so good coming in right now and what's going on. And he said 7-on-7. He said all the 7-on-7 stuff right now is really making these kids better when they get, you know, to the next level. So you know, it's a great thing for the kids to come out and compete and get better and, you know, play 7-on-7.
No, I agree. Brett Goetsch joins us, South Florida Express. And certainly, as you mentioned, it's not just the high school level that's starting this. I mean, you guys build almost like a farm system. I mean, because if you start with your 10 and under and 11 and unders and then right up through middle school, those are the future kids that are going to be playing on your program. You know, much the way that the Army All-American game and much the way that the Under Armour All-American game, like this year, I usually go to both, but this year I just went to the Under Armour game. And just to see now it has morphed into a situation where you have an eighth grade all-star team. So now these eighth graders from all over the country get to meet, they get to play, and then they come back and they'll come to the futures, you know, the future 50, which we had a couple of kids this year. And then the following year they're actually in the game. So it kind of like evolves itself you know, from the beginning, as you're seeing now, where you start, you know, these kids off at a young age. And I think it's excellent. You know, like I said, it's just it's gotten to the point where, well, when you started and then obviously the fire came along, I mean, it was easier for me to go to one or two things. Now if I go to one or two, 10 12 14 other coaches are calling me and go, hey, you need to come out here. Like I went to the Immortals tryout a few weeks ago on a Sunday night down at Tropical Park. And it, you know, it is, Brett, you know, you get to the point where, you know, and I never thought, and the one thing that I kind of like, I think is crazy, halfway during the regular season of a game, I'll have kids come up to me and tell me that they can't wait to the 7-on-7 season. And I'm thinking, what? I mean, I never thought it would evolve to that, where these kids, you know, and those are guys that obviously, you know, are not going to play much after college. I mean, high school. They're not going to play in college. Right. So, I mean, you get in a situation where, you know, where these kids, they love competing. I mean, and you saw this year where we had seven state championship teams just from the two counties. And, I mean, it's gotten to that point. You know, I mean, you have good relationships with, you know, with like Urban Meyer and people like that that you've met over the years, and you know, Jed Fish and people like that that you've known. And they speak very highly of the fact that there's so much talent down here in South Florida. And you guys get an opportunity to kind of like, you know, tap into that a little bit. And I think that's great. And I just I'm glad that we had you on this national championship night. Give a chance to you know, promote your program a little bit. Where are you guys traveling this year?
Yeah, we're figuring it out. We're looking at Atlanta, New Orleans, L.A., and possibly Chicago as our target cities.
Okay.
That we like, you know, besides just the in-state stuff. So we'll probably go to a couple of those cities. And, you know, we're trying to finalize that right now. Even Houston. Houston, there's a tournament that we're looking at also. So we'll get to a few places around the country and, you know, really get the kids exposure. And
what
like
about,
you said, I mean, you know, it's all...
And what about locally? I mean, are you going to be able to have some tournaments locally where a lot of the fans down here will get a chance to see you?
Yeah, absolutely. There's one Friday night that we're trying to make happen up in West Palm.
Oh, okay.
And then there's in 2 weeks, there's a tournament in at Doral, the Battle Tournament. So we're going to play in that. And in fact, there's going to be some there's a bunch of teams from out of state coming in for that.
Awesome.
So that should be great. There's every week there's another tournament that pop up. There's a hotbed tournament in a few weeks, followed up by there's a Eddie Crespo's tournament that he does, I think, in about 4 or 5 weeks from now. So there's
a lot of
to
avenues.
Do, a lot for the yeah, it's a lot of avenues.
Good
fun.
Stuff.
And it's great. When we started this, by the way, there was one tournament. You know, at the time it was called not Pylon. It was Badger.
That's
it was
right.
One tournament
that.
In April.
Yep.
Yeah, it was one tournament up in Tampa, and that was it. So now there's tons. There's a lot of stuff for the kids to go out there and compete with, and you know, it makes it more exciting.
Good stuff. Well, I appreciate it, Brett, for you taking the time to join us on this national championship night. Go watch the rest of the game, and we'll hook up with you real soon.
I will. And thank you for having us on, Larry. Thank you very much.
Anytime.
Bye-bye.
Brett Goetz from South Florida Express, 7-on-7, obviously the originator, but since then there's a billion other teams that have kind of piled on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.